Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
We were muted. Try again. Sorry,
Chuck
sorry.
Chuck and Julie Show, truth straight up. And we're brought to you, as always, by
AmericaCitizenPress.com and Cynogenix Denver, Cynogenix and Dr. Julie McCown. That was all Chuck's fault.
That's all.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Chuck's fault. That was my fault. Hey, we're going to get Wayne Allen Root, nationally syndicated talk show host and a columnist, author. He's got a new book out about canceling the cancel culture. We got him coming up here as soon as we can get him on the line. So much other stuff to talk about, too. And surprisingly, I find myself kind of agreeing with Joy Reid.
Which is the only time I think either of us agreed with Joy Reid ever.
But. And not totally. But something else I want to talk about is, you know, I'm sure by now you've all seen the pictures of the still pictures of the Border Patrol agent on horseback in a, I don't want to say confronting, melee. Isn't even the right word, but using with the pictures of the Haitian immigrants, right? And the mainstream media all over the place, Joy Reid, here's where I disagree with her, whipping them.
Yes,
well, it turns out those are not whips, they were reins. And
to get them away from the horses.
Yeah. On the other hand, though, those two guys have been, I don't think suspended, but they put on desk duty and they've launched an investigation. So here's the thing. If you're on a horseback and you use your reins in a manner the mainstream media doesn't approve of, you can be totally punished, your career possibly destroyed. But if you're a general and you drone strike a family in Afghanistan and kill them.
And then call it righteous.
And then call it righteous and lie about it. That's okay. Okay. And we don't even need to investigate that.
No, don't need to answer questions.
No, but boy, and ask yourself, why is the mainstream media, Channel 9 was tweeting a thing saying the pictures of the Border Patrol agents on horseback are real and you need to get the facts. And I kind of responded saying, of course, the pictures are real. It's your description that's going on is phony. And what about, I mean, call me crazy, but the pictures that we've seen of these refugee camps, it's just horrible.
Don't need to report on that.
No, no. Just this one mean photo of one Border Patrol guy and one Haitian immigrant. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God,
now the world is ending.
Well, and I guess, and who is Kamala Harris going to investigate herself? You know, I don't know what that is all about either. Okay. We got Wayne Allen Root on and we see he's on line three. We got him just for a quick time, but that's good enough. Wayne, it's been a long time since we've talked to you, but welcome back to our show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
So you've got a new book out, the Great Patriot and Protest Boycott book, basically calling on canceling the cancel culture. Is that right?
We're for that.
Yeah, listen, we are the majority, you know, we're the silent majority. And I think I want to turn us into the loud majority, because even though we're the majority of America, we've been steamrolled for the last four decades by Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and black rights, civil rights activists and gay activists and feminists and organizations fighting for illegal aliens and George Soros. They've steamrolled us because they're not nice. They intimidate corporate America, and they get it. It's not about the politicians. It's about the corporations. They determine the direction of America because they've got all the money, and they make all the political contributions. So we need to learn how to intimidate, like Jesse Jackson, like Al Sharpton. We need to, you know, I guess you'd call my book the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. We need to figure out how to play their game, and two can play at that game. So I not only wrote a book that shows you how to play at their game, but my book includes thousands of hours of work calling all the biggest corporations in America and finding out their CEO's name and their board of directors' name and their phone number and their email and their physical mailing address and their social media address, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for every one of the 116 woke companies that we buy all their goods, we make them rich, we make their stocks go up, and then they spit in our faces. They literally crap on us. And so I'm showing you how to crap back. I'm showing you how to intimidate like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I'm showing you how to play rules for radicals, but this time for conservatives. And I think we have a chance to really change the country, to win back the country, and to change corporate behavior, corporate donations, corporate strategy. I think we can do it. It probably takes 5 minutes a day for everybody to send out one or two emails every day. 5 minutes. I give you all the information right in the book, or make two phone calls each day. The information's all there. It's easy to do. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book.
Well, that's tremendous, and I think that's a great idea. I must admit, you know, Rush Limbaugh got attacked by the cancel culture, and he found it really was just a couple of professors from
right.
Southern California who had a computer program that could spit out thousands of emails and thousands of seemingly different ones that made it seem like tens of thousands of people were coming down on your corporation because of whatever Rush said. So do you got a computer program ready for us?
We need that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need a computer program, although it sounds good to me. I wish we each had one. Then each one of us could be 1,000 letters, not one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Listen, we got 80 million voters who voted for Trump. I mean, technically it's 74 million, but you and I both know it was 80 million, and the U.S. Postal Service threw away about 6 million votes. You know we won that election. You know it was mass fraud. You know they marked the ballots with yellow highlight pen if you were a registered Republican, and that's how they knew which ballots went for the Republicans, which went for the Democrats. They gave you a Sharpie, a different color pen, and then they threw yours in the garbage pail. This went on all across America. So we have about 80 million voters strong. That's a lot of voters. That's 80 million people who can call corporate America and tell them, we're not putting up with this anymore. We're boycotting your company. And so it's a combination of two things. One, the boycotting and the protesting, and two, telling them. In other words, if you say, I don't like Coca-Cola's you know, politics, so I'm not going to drink Coke anymore. You know, that's not effective because Coke doesn't know why sales are down. You got to call them and tell them why. You got to email them and tell them why. And in the past, you know, they've gotten emails from like 5,000 liberals, and they've changed corporate behavior and policies based on 5,000 emails, assuming that each one represents thousands of people. Well, we could send out millions of emails and make millions of phone calls, and we can intimidate the heck out of them and literally convince them that their sales will crater and that the CEO will get fired, and that will put the fear of God into them. And so that's why I wrote this book, to finally do something to counteract the radical intimidation policies of the left. We can be the same as them, and we need to. Time to stop thinking you got to turn the other cheek.
Right.
Well,
doesn't
we were on,
to turn the other
we
cheek.
Were on 710 KNUS, and I made a joke about the one, and you wouldn't have believed the campaign Media Matters of America and all that. I mean, they thought the world was coming down on them, and people would call in and say, you know, I hate the Julie and Thomas show, and those people
I mean,
are like, well, I'm
going to
let them. They didn't have our names right or anything else. But Salem responded, oh no, we must obey the mob, and we're being in trouble.
And
so.
You're right. We need to be, you know, we need to be the mob, channel our inner mob. Because, you know, I think, Wayne, your timing is perfect because people, I think, are beginning to have had it. You saw that the restaurant in New York City at Carmine's, they're pushing back rather than just apologizing and saying we're sorry, even though they can't figure out what they did wrong.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it was obvious the minute I heard about it. You know, it's fantastic that they had cameras so they could prove it. But I knew it was true. Come on. Those three women attacked the poor girl. The girl didn't do anything wrong, the hostess. I
and
knew
it's
that
always
was the
same. But, does it ever change? It's this Asian or Hispanic woman. Is it, she said the N-word. We're pretty sure.
Right.
Is this everyone, no matter what the thing is?
What's
N-word?
Good, though,
is look, there's no. This is such a ridiculous crock. There's nobody in America, no white person, screams the N-word at a black person in the middle of a restaurant. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And
there's this attempt by Democrats to make all of us seem racist who are white Republicans, and it's so far removed from the reality of the situation. The only racists I see are Democrats. They're racist. First of all, Black Lives Matter is completely racist. Playing the black national anthem in front of games is the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You know, it's universities seem to hate white straight males now. They're racist. The Democrat Party hates white straight males. They're racist. The only racism is coming from the left. It comes from the left every day in every way. So
Solinsky says whatever
you see when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy. That's what's going on.
Well, I have to give them credit. They seem to expand, and now they hate white women, too.
Well, they hate everybody who's not.
They're always Karens or something else, and so they've expanded their scope, so it's just not the old pathetic white males. It is now white women, too, so you can join in on the fun because you're a racist.
You can be black and you're still a racist.
Well,
Larry Elder was Candace Owens is a racist. It's
the blackface of white supremacy.
Well, and who's now that rapper? I think you're right, Wayne. I mean, it's having less effect that rapper who, frankly, I never heard of, who said, you know, she had wanted to talk to her doctor about getting the vaccine. She's racist now, and they're attacking her. But what I love about her is she's fighting back and saying, who are you people? I've never heard of Joy Reid. Yeah. You know, I don't even know who you people are. So I think your book is, the timing is perfect. And maybe real quick, because I know you only got a couple of minutes left, talk about some of the things, you know, what people can say. And I gather you've given emails and you've done all the hard work for people. But what do you recommend they do and they say?
Well, first of all, I recommend they be polite, you know, despite the fact I'm saying be out, you know, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and be tough and be a warrior. I still think conservatives always have to be polite. Never curse, never use the F word, never tell them to go to hell. Really just call them up and say, listen, I don't appreciate your politics. I don't appreciate your company being in politics. I'm very offended by your company being against voter ID, which is the simplest thing to ask, is if a person is a real legitimate person, and they are who they say they are, and if they're a citizen, you know, things like that. And we're going to boycott you until you change your corporate behavior. That's all you need to do. I'm telling you, if they get thousands of notes like that, let alone hundreds of thousands, let alone millions, we will absolutely create a seismic shockwave. And business, you know, the business community, the corporate community will absolutely change their behavior.
Yeah. Well, and some of them, I know, you know, Facebook, of course, will probably ban us all for doing this kind of thing. And Amazon, I mean, you know, part of the problem is that some of these corporations are so massive that it's almost impossible to not do business with them. But you're right. It's time for us to start doing that kind of thing. And rather than just, you know, complaining about Facebook and then posting on Facebook, you know, we need to say not going to use it or not going to do this, not going to do that. You're absolutely right.
Well, and it doesn't apply 100% to every company. Let me give you an example. My book is a number one bestseller right now. It just came out on Thursday, and it's a number one bestseller in 15 categories at Amazon. And you go, well, isn't Amazon bad, Wayne? Yeah, they are bad, but they sell all the books in America. You can't not sell your conservative book at Amazon. I'll bet you Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and every other conservative, Glenn Beck and Wayne Root, we all sell 90% of our books at Amazon. Amazon's the only bookseller in America now that matters. If you don't sell at Amazon, you're not selling. So I can't tell people not to go to Amazon. I could say don't buy anything else anymore at Amazon because they're so liberal, except for your favorite conservative book. They'll get the message when their sales are down by 40%, but conservative books are up by 40%. I think we've made a statement. So I can't tell you not to buy my book at Amazon. There's nowhere else to buy it. My book is sold at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. Guess what? Barnes & Noble is as liberal as Amazon, and Target's horrible. Target's so bad, they're actually one of the 116 companies that I put in my book are no good and should be boycotted. And yet they're selling my book. So they must not realize they're selling my book with their name is on the boycott list. But they are in fact selling my book, so that's good.
I used to always look at New York Times bestseller list, and then we find out they crick that. They change it. You know, theirs is not really a objective method. They just go to certain booksellers and then they crook it down and make sure conservatives aren't on it. Now, it's just amazing that every part of our society has been corrupted by the liberal.
But it's time for us, like we said, to do our inner mob. Hey, Lynn, I know you need to go. Let me give you one more opportunity to tell folks where they can get your book or find out more, because you've got other stuff out there, too. Where can people find you? I mean, I know most of them know.
Sure. My website's rootforamerica.com, R-O-O-T. I'm Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T. So it's rootforamerica.com, easy to remember, because that's what I do all day. I root for America. I fight for America. I'm trying to win back America. The book is called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. and we've got the phone numbers and the emails and the contact information for all the companies. We did all the homework for you. We made it easy. You never have to look this stuff up ever again. It's all in the book. It'll be right in front of you, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target. It's by Wayne Allyn Root, and it's number one bestseller for a good reason. It's really catching on, and it's really catching fire. And I thank you guys for having me on the show.
All right, thank you, sir. Coming on. Appreciate your time.
God bless you
again. All right. Well, you know, he's right about, again, we need to push back against the cancel culture. And other people are, too. We've talked about this before. And that's, we got to remember there are 80 million of us. And the time for being polite, and not that you don't want to be polite, but the time for just trusting someone else to do time for thinking that they're going to come around, the time that, we just need to live your own life and let other people live theirs, and it'll all work out for the best. Well, we're seeing how that's turning out, and it's not all working out for the best. Let me read this from Mike. Now, he's right. We need the computer program. Only a few will be active. The 80-20 rule. Only 20% will be active, and probably more like 10%. Actually, I agree with you. That's where I do kind of disagree with Wayne there. We also need not just that, but we need organizations, conservative organizations, and not even conservative. I'm going to say populist organizations and funding to contribute, because that's what the Democrats have, right? Like we've talked before, some of the Democrat organizations. The Twitter trolls, like you said, the Rush Limbaugh thing, was just a couple people with the computer
couple
program.
Couple California law school professors or their computer specialists.
Right. So, okay, moving on then to other topics. 888-627-6008 is the number if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. If you're joining us on Zoom, go ahead and type in the chat center, or go ahead and unmute yourself and your microphone, and you come on if you want. So I wanted to talk briefly, we'll get to the whole, there's good news, Biden poll numbers, the whole situation at the border and the outrage over these border patrol guys. But wanted to talk about something interesting. And there's actually a lot of talk. The mainstream media, of course, is like whipping itself over this, sort of flagellating itself over the coverage of this Gabby Petito. She's the van life girl. I never knew that was a thing before, but why? Well, I would be spa life girl. That would be me. It'd be like, and if I ever disappear in a spa, don't come looking for me. I might just be on the beach with a little margarita.
I'll be down
or something.
In the Everglades.
Yeah, Chuck won't be looking for me. He'll be on the golf course. Spa life girl and golf life guy disappear. Yeah. Don't find him. But anyway, it's sad.
It is amazing.
But
it's been a week or more where Fox News is that's all the lead story, and some of the secondary stories is Gabby Petito. And
it's
Joe Reed said that this is just white girl syndrome.
Missing white girl syndrome.
Missing white girl syndrome. And I just, you have to amend that to missing attractive white girl syndrome, because that's what Christine Smart and all of them fit. And they almost all are blonde haired. They're almost all are young. And if you're middle-aged and disappear, forget about it.
That's true.
Nobody
even if
cares.
I disappear, I smile like people.
Cares.
They're going to show my picture, my age. They're going to be on whatever. She only had a few years left anyway.
Forget about it. You got to be young, blonde, and attractive, and nothing's happened, right? I mean, okay, they eventually found her remains, and it's her. Okay, but that doesn't mean they stop. It's just endless. They're now sending underwater dive teams to the Everglades,
Although you wonder that the question: why did the cops? I'm sorry, I'm not a detective, but if I had a missing girl, a woman, she's actually not a girl, she's a missing woman, a boyfriend who came home without her, didn't want to talk to us about it. Obviously, at the time, they didn't have enough information to get.
Well,
they
might have watched Fox News.
They could have read the Daily Mail and figured out there was something suspicious, and they could have kept an eye on him. I mean, my guess, and I'm going to get into the very fact that I'm saying all this, shows that there are other issues besides that's the fact that she's white. It's not race. I would not submit.
I think it's a little racist. I mean, it's a white, attractive blonde women that are young, and it's not middle-aged, hefty black women. It's not Hispanic
women.
It's not middle-aged white guys. If middle-aged white guy goes missing, think you get anything?
It all gets down to, again, the despicableness of the corporate and the mainstream media.
Yes.
There are elements of it that I think make a naturally good story. You've got, and I'm going to, having been a reporter, and I'm going to share some stuff with how we decided things and how things got covered or not got covered. And it, Joy Reid does have a point. I don't think it's because people are like, oh, we don't care about missing black women. But what it is, it's got, I think it has a lot more to do with social socioeconomic factors.
I
get to talk now.
No, you know, you talk all the time. It's how good looking you are.
Well, like,
women
exactly.
who disappear that are ugly, no.
I think that that has more. So she's this pretty girl next door, you know, clearly went to an orthodontist, bright smile. And I think a lot of it, I go back to the JonBenet Ramsey case, a lot of it has to do with the media covers it because, you know, that could be them. That could be their family. It could be, you know, people
well,
they JonBenet know.
JonBenet was not a picture of oversexed and very attractive 10-year-old. It wouldn't have gone anywhere. She was six?
Yeah, she was six. Yes, you see, that's how. Well, see, but and here's the thing. That's another factor that's getting so much coverage is there are tons of pictures and everybody's got Instagram photos and people love a whodunit. And it is a whodunit.
Well, we already know who did it. Everybody's he's been Vic. He's already been convicted in the court of public opinion.
But also,
you know, Frankie, you can go to your story in a sec, but you know, Frankie. And Johnny were lovers, and then there the woman killed the man. But you know, there are thousands of these every day. I mean,
yes, domestic violence, if that's indeed what this turns out to be. And you're right, and that's the thing. And on that, I will say, Joy Reid is right, and the media does not do its job. Again, don't for a second think they care about you. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't care about any of us. They only care about clickbait. They care about people like them. And that's exactly what this was. When JonBenet was killed, I got in trouble actually for doing this. Surprise. So JonBenet Ramsey was killed in December of 1996, about a year and a half before a little girl by the name of Ashley Gray, who was 5 years old, was kidnapped horribly. I won't even talk about it. Sexually assaulted, broken in half, basically backwards and left in a dumpster. It was a family friend, guy by the name of John Morris.
He was
convicted, accused and convicted of it. And she was African-American. She was Black. Her mom and dad they didn't live in the nicest house. I don't even know if they worked. They were together and they had other children and they were distraught. And that case got almost no coverage.
Right. That wouldn't be
it was almost no coverage. And at the time, a Denver Post reporter, I think it was Denver Post, called me and was asking me about it because I had covered and was covering both cases. And they said, do you think it has to do anything with the fact that JonBenet was a pretty blonde white girl mm-hmm. and Ashley Gray was a little African-American girl? And yes. I said, absolutely. It mm-hmm. has something to do with it. And, you know, again, the media hypocrisy on this kind of stuff and the complete, I don't know what, sort of lack of moral compass on these kind of things. It's not just here, right? You see it through all kinds of coverage, the Border Patrol stuff, things like that. But on this.
Well, let's face it. Cinderella was a plump, ugly girl. You know, there would be no Cinderella. I mean, you wouldn't know. No, Cinderella.
I mean, they tried to make us seem like they were, right? They tried to make us say if she was transsexual and had a mustache wore glass slippers and a dress, it would be as much of a hit as it is, you know, right now. But it's this ignoring right or wrong, good or bad, sort of basic human nature.
Right.
And you're right. There is something in all of us that responds to something that you can identify with. And you pointed out, actually, Chuck, but, you know, that there's the percentage of African-Americans in this country is much less. And so there are, by just population, more people who might look at this white girl and say, well, that could have been my sister. That could have been my whatever. Doesn't make it correct. Doesn't make it. But again, it's just the moral a lack of moral compass of the media that they won't even acknowledge it. Right. Although some of them are now they're all doing stories about, are we bad for covering this? But that's
you
even
are.
Cheating because then they cover it while they're talking about, are they bad for covering it? Right. But on the rare occasion, I think Joy Reid, I mean, people may disagree. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. But I think at this, she has a point. And it kind of goes back to the whole Emmy thing, right? The people serving the cocktails and waiting the tables, they had to wear masks, but the people attending the Emmys did not, right? If you're the mayor of San Francisco, you can feel the spirit and you don't have to wear a mask. But if you're somebody, an African-American person trying to go to a restaurant in New York City, you can't do that without a mask or a vaccine passport. So the whole thing, they need to do a better job. Let me just put it that
disturbing.
Way. Disturbing. Let's go to something not disturbing, though.
Okay.
Should we do that? Joe Biden's poll numbers.
Ooh,
you're the poll guy.
I'm the poll guy. So Ann Seltzer, who is from Iowa, and her poll, which came famous because the Iowa caucus and all that, has an AA, AA, double, double, double plus rating. Everybody's always, she seems to have it right almost every time. So she went and did it along with the Des Moines Register call. And Joe Biden was down to 31%. I mean, that's
approval rating.
Approval rating. That's George Bush.
Who, territory. By the way, is campaigning for Liz Cheney. Yeah, so there you go.
That'll help Liz Cheney. Yeah, everybody will be tearing out for that one. Unbelievable. And his numbers were down in every category, including COVID.
Nobody likes anything he's doing. Well,
and then yesterday, Gallup, and Gallup's one of the few I kind of trust. That, you know, that doesn't mean they're always right, but they certainly don't have a clear bias of trying to, well, and most of the other polls do, quite frankly, but it has Joe Biden dropping to 43%.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a terrible percent to have. I mean, Donald Trump was above that most of the time in his office. And of course, they rigged the polls against him. But to have a poll down to 43%, you're in real trouble now. And if you're in places like Iowa, and I assume Kansas, Nebraska, Minnesota, and all their areas that are around them would have similar results, if similar demographics. And so, you know, if Biden's got to be kind of going, well, he doesn't know, because he's not technically compos mentis. But certainly the people around him go, well, those aren't good.
Well, and I think particularly telling is he's losing ground with Democrats, and a 24% from January in the Gallup poll, he lost 24% in terms of approval rating from independents.
Well, it's independents. His ratings have stayed high with those awful Democrats, but the independents has tanked, and it can't tank anymore for the Republicans. So if it's going to tank anymore, it'll have to come from independents, and maybe some Democrats are going,
Well, and what's encouraging to me, is the trend. Like you've said, you know, individual polls, they could do this or they could do that. But when you see this trend, and the trend has been pretty steady since he took office, you've got, you know, Afghanistan. I think that was sort of a tipping point, but you've had his handling, or I'd call it mishandling, of the whole COVID. You've got the booster shot. Weren't we all supposed to be getting booster shots by what? Today's the 22nd, Tuesday. I thought we were all supposed to be getting our booster shots by then. Yeah. Not hearing about that. You know, you've got the vaccine mandate with companies. We'll get to a little bit more of that in a second. You've got, I mean, you know, the France pulls its ambassador. I mean, Donald Trump was the one who was going to be the disaster, right? And now you've got France.
Israel's going to pull their ambassador. Australia is going to pull their ambassador. and we're still supposed to believe that, thank God, Joe Biden's returned to normalcy, and the adults are back in charge. The senile are back in charge.
Well, and then they're trying to say, see, we're back to good relations with England. And so in the meantime, he's trying to hold the news conference at the UN with Boris Johnson. Right. And Boris Johnson, bizarrely assuming that two world leaders sitting in two chairs in front of the media would take questions, right? So he starts to take questions, and the White House staff, we should have pulled that sound, tells Boris Johnson to shut up. And Joe Biden's like, I have to go now.
Hustles the whole room out. Very well, Joe was asleep, or appeared to be asleep. And then the hubbub, he kind of went, oh, where am I? Rehoboth Beach, huh?
And then prompting the White House press corps, showing at least a little spine, complaining about it. The meantime, Jen Psaki slams Boris Johnson and say, well, he didn't ask permission from the White House to take questions from the media.
Oh, okay,
I'm sure Boris Johnson said, okay,
Jen Psaki, we're sorry I didn't ask your permission.
Sorry I didn't ask you. That's going to go over well.
The hubris of Jen Psaki is amazing.
Oh, I know. Amazing. It's just crazy. And this from Mark Susan Wright, Shadow Press. Susan Rice, shadow president, knows how bad he is doing. Well, and here's where I'm going to go. I'm going to channel my inner Tucker Carlson here and sort of transition to the border thing. And this is what really worries me about this. I'm optimistic that everything is going so poorly for Joe Biden. I mean, every mistake he could make, he's making. The economy is not going to improve anytime soon. Even the Democrats don't like him. They've got that whole giant spending bill and infrastructure stuff. That's all become a disaster. But they don't care. Just like the border crisis, Tucker Carlson was saying, I mean, Joe Biden, they knew it would happen when they said we're not going to deport Haitians. And again, the big question, how do those people get there? Number one, they weren't from Haiti. They were from Chile and Brazil. So I question whether they're really even Haitians. I mean, they're just everybody.
And I'm a Haitian.
And so all of a sudden, apparently, last Sunday, the Sunday before, Mexico said, okay, we're going to let you go. We're not going to keep you in the camps here in Mexico. You can go to the United States. And magical buses started appearing to ship those people out.
Every 15 minutes.
And all of a sudden, what? Somehow or another, I don't for a second believe that's the Mexican government paying for them. All of these buses just magically appeared at the southern border of Mexico and started traveling every 15 minutes to Denver. Some of them are on the way to Denver. Probably. I mean, this was known. This was anticipated. I don't think they quite figured on just how bad the whole thing was going to look. The refugee camp, the fact
they don't
that,
care,
but they don't care.
They don't.
They
care.
Don't care. They knew it, and I think the concerning thing is
this is good from Leo. At least those buses run more on time than the RTD.
Well, if they were on the RTD, they would have canceled the stops, right? They would have said, oh, and they would have to all wear masks and get a vaccine if they were on the RTD. If you should just get on the RTD and say, hey, I'm a Haitian immigrant here illegally. Yeah. I don't need to do any of this stuff. Then they kidnap the bus. I like that.
They're like, we're not going on this bus.
Yeah. But the Democrats don't care. And what worries me about that is, why don't they care? And
Because they think these are more voters for them, right. And they can, you know, the Browning of America, wherever they're so thrilled about. So it's just amazing. And they had the head of Homeland Security on.
It's not a crisis, guys.
Not a crisis. And they asked him, well, how many people have you let go into the United States? And the head of the Homeland Security, you know, I don't have that number.
You'd think it'd be a good number to have.
We were just doing where the ones are covered by
their
Islam.
And they did a big thing. Oh, we're going to start flying them back to Haiti. Apparently,
they
flew like 300 guys back to Haiti. And they said, well, if you're here with a family, you know, you can just go into the country. So what they're doing, literally, is they're putting them on buses. A Fox News crew went along to a certain point. At a certain point, the sheriff told them they couldn't follow the bus anymore, which is funny. But then they caught up with them. What they said they did is, so they go to this processing center. Essentially, they're given some kind of card that says, come back somewhere in 3 years. Yeah. Let us know how it's going. Yeah. And then they get other buses and they go to other cities around
the
country.
Not New York. Not Los Angeles.
How do those buses know to be there? Who's driving those buses? Well, who's paying for those buses?
It doesn't matter.
In this case, it was Catholic charity organizations,
well, of course,
right?
Yeah,
and who would not answer any questions because they're getting a ton of money to help do this.
Absolutely.
And the thing to keep in mind is, too, and this is where, again, look at Biden's polls in Iowa, right? Why do you think they want to get rid of the Electoral College?
Yeah,
right? Why would they want to do that? Because the whole center of the country does not like Biden or his policies.
But Los Angeles and New York can override that, just to be fair, because they're big into fairness.
Right, right. And so, I mean, that's a strategy, and it all fits together in their thing. It's right, but that's why they don't care about the polls, right? It's like, by now, they're only a few states short of having this interstate compact that gets rid of the Electoral College.
But you got to give them credit. They kind of, Cubans, you vote Republican.
Yeah.
No, you can't come in. Haitians, you vote Democrat. Come on.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, I would submit to you, Chuck, they're not going to vote. All those Haitian people are not going to vote. They're just going to get numbers and they're going to know where they settle them all.
Somebody will vote for them.
Right. And then they'll go like that guy we saw in Project Veritas, where he drives up to a van, goes into apartment complex with a bunch of people from Somalia, gives them all, you know, he said money for their ballot.
$10.
Right. Exactly. Now, this isn't a filled in ballot. He's not there explaining the issues to them. And they're going, oh, OK. And they signed it. No,
you should just sign here. Good.
So where is he taking those ballots? What are they doing with those ballots?
They haven't signed it. And then they send, fill them out, and everybody's happy.
I don't even know if they signed it. I mean, they aren't verifying. Do they do that? They aren't even verifying signatures anymore.
They want to be super careful.
But that's what's worrying me, is that...
Oh, you find that worrying?
Well, no, okay. I mean, that the Democrats are not worried, because I think we've seen that now.
Well, of course they're not worried. If you just move the whole third world in here, they can't lose. I mean, of course, it's great. It's great. And by the time you get rid of Joe Biden, there'll be 10 million of them here. It'll all work out.
Well, that's why I think Wayne Allen Root is... his thing is important. We have to stand back. And I think we're seeing that happen. Look at There was a story just before we came out. United Airlines employees are filing a lawsuit against United, some 67,000 of them, about the vaccine mandate. What's interesting about that, we've seen it before. So Biden has a big news conference, been over 2 weeks now, says private businesses with 100 employees or more have to start having vaccine mandates. They have to require people to have vaccines, right? Businesses are like, some are yes, good, some are. But in the meantime, OSHA in 2 weeks hasn't come out literally with a single rule, recommendation, requirement, deadline, nada.
Well, you do realize that there have been some rulings saying yes, the vaccine makers have a immunity. Employees or employers do not. So you force your employees to do it. Someone gets sick and sues you. Well, you're liable, maybe,
right?
Potentially. So that's always fun, you know, small businesses.
Well, and that's the thing. The Biden administration, he thinks he's going to appease somebody and he's going to bully some small businesses. And he's going to give the ones that want to go along with the whole, big brother thing. He's going to give them cover for doing it, right? But in meanwhile, there's no guidance. And that's because it's just like the eviction moratorium. They have no intention of enforcing it. They don't care. They just want to try to bully us and shame us. And if these employees want to file a lawsuit, they don't care. They don't care about the small businesses.
Go through the system.
They don't care about, United Airlines has 800 lawyers who are very happy now because they've got more to keep them occupied. But if you're a small business person with 101 employees, you're like, what do I do? What should I do? My employees are going to sue me. The government's going to fine me. They don't care. They don't care that they're hurting the small businesses, which just are so crucial to the American economy. He doesn't care that he's destroying the American economy.
I want to go back to one Gabby Petito thing, famous Gabby Petito thing. There's been a story that's made, very little impact, is that Evergrande, a huge developer, sort of banking group out of Hong Kong that does a lot of the building of apartments and condos, is massively under debt and may fail. And whether the Chinese government will try to bail them out. If they fail, and it has a cascading effect, that will affect the whole world. Every corner of the world would be affected, including the United States, because our economies are now intertwined. If we're a subsidiary to them,
intertwined.
And that gets no coverage. This is Cappy Petito, Frankie
and
Johnny.
Well, what gets coverage is talks about, and we're trying to get Dave Bieri or somebody on to talk about this, but they talk about the stock market. Wall Street is like freaking out over this whole thing. And I was asking you about it, and you had reached out to somebody who was explaining it. And you're right, something that affects all of us gets like no coverage. In part, I'll tell you what, because it's complicated. And part because your average reporter out there is like 25 years old and can only regurgitate what some White House administration official tells them. And then whatever else they see in the New York Times on Twitter.
Well, but these decisions, whether Gabby Petito should be the sole and only lead story for Fox for a week and a half, is not made by 25-year-olds. It's made by, the Paul Ryan sitting on the board. Hey, look at the clicks we're getting.
Right.
Chinese, spineys, let's not get it.
Yeah, we're not getting it because that's racist. And then this back to the, we're bouncing all over again. But that's okay, guys. We're kind of
it's open a bouncy lines. Day.
Yeah.
It's a bouncy day.
Dr. Donna, what I have observed, and this is what you've talked about in Alzheimer's care facilities, is that a Democrat will come and assist people living there with their ballot, filling it in for the patient, then taking to deposit it in a ballot box for the patient. I believe a person can take up to 10 a day, which I have seen become more like 10 at a time. Well, right. I mean, here's the thing, Dr. Donna, that's why we need to get rid of that altogether. Is it 10 a day or 10 altogether?
Altogether.
So it's 10 altogether.
For an election.
For an election. But no one's counting, right?
Well,
and
well,
if they are
know?
Counting,
yeah.
Well, I mean, even if you set up for surveillance, that's one of the other reasons. Again, the Democrats are clever at all.
So
fits
it's surveillance
together.
Things. They'll have 10 people put 10 in each. I mean,
Well, not only that, but let's say you catch them, right? So what do? You take your evidence. Let's say you have a confession, right?
Oh, a confession.
Okay, and then what do? You take your confession to the Democrat district attorney.
The Democratic AG.
Or the Democratic AG, or the Democrat secretary of state, or the Democrat county clerk. What are they going to, what do you think they're going to do about it? Nothing. They're like, what's the problem with
Ken Buck,
you're being racist and Jim Crow.
Ken Buck can assure you that in Republican counties, they don't cheat. And therefore, it must be the gold standard. I mean, just the foolishness of Republicans and their leadership.
Well, that's the swino, the swamp.
Swamp. This is cool, everybody. So Gene sent a message to Peter Boyle saying I'd called him.
Peter Boyles.
Peter Boyles, as well as actually called a bunch of John Kildare and other people who were swinos.
Call a lot of people
and
swinos.
He said, I've got your back.
Peter,
I got your back, and just so you know, you're not going to let Chuck get away with it. You kind of go, oh no, he won't let get away with it. Now he calls Randy and I every day crazies. He says they're the crazies. So, but Gene, I think I know who you are. So next time I see you, you're just a little snitly tattler who is pathetic.
Well, and Peter, we had to explain to Peter what a swino was. And right. So for all of you, we explained it last show too. Matt Arnold, we think, coined the term. Maybe we should just take credit for it. We coined the term along with a mousetrap on I-70. No, we didn't. And Rush Hour, we coined that term too. But it's a swamp Republican. And it's a little bit different in
I tend to use it for people like Peter and John Caldera, who doesn't vote, who's no longer a registered Republican. So they can't be called rhinos because they're not Republicans anymore, but they're part of the swamp. They're part of the swamp that rhinos are in and other establishment people are in.
This is another reason too, from Dr. Donna, Gabby Petito, a new story to take your attention away from the topics that are either running out of steam or not going the direction they had hoped for. Later on, those topics will be brought back into the spotlight when they've gained control of the narrative once again. And Leo says, indeed. Well, yeah, look at how much attention now. They didn't pay very much attention to the situation at the border, ABC, CNN, a little bit. I'll give them that. They did pay a little bit. But boy, you get a Border Patrol agent with his reins flapping and all of a sudden, and it's like being on the slave farm again. Now, pay no attention. I mean, in
Congress, no attention to the sexual assaults, the
child
sanitary
trafficking
conditions, fentanyl. You know,
I mean, no, we don't care about that. We don't care about these people. Don't have food. They don't have shelter. Don't have, you know, sanitation. They don't have porta potties. Not nearly enough of them. That's not a problem. But some Border Patrol agent, you see his reins flapping, and like I said at the beginning of the show, and they get suspended and put on desk duty. But what happened to the general? First of all, General Milley, who completely botched the whole Afghan withdrawal. Nothing happened to them. What happened to the people who were supposed to be guarding it when the bomb blew up and actually killed Americans and Marines? And what about the people who droned a civilian car in Afghanistan and killed 10 people?
Water in it and then claimed that there were secondary explosions and that's why people got killed. And they kind of, water bottles do not explode. There was no say, oh, there wasn't? Oh, okay.
Well,
and they actually, now here's the one, you have to understand, these after action reports and all that take months. And by the time they come through, everybody's forgotten. This one, the trouble is everybody's paying attention and the New York Times covered it. So they couldn't lie. So let's just get the news cycle over.
Right.
Admit that we killed 10 civilians. And unlike all the other times when they've killed hundreds of civilians and never admitted it, here it's, let's get it over quick. New York Times is watching, so let's just get the story over with. And they'll be on for our next Over the Horizon fun event.
Right. Well, and here's my new theory. I just thought of this just now. I bet the FBI, and I know I don't mean to make fun. I know it's sad that she's dead, but I bet the FBI kidnapped her. I bet the FBI has been the Department of Justice and Susan Rice are behind the whole Gabby Petito story. It may not even be real. They're the ones who did it because they're having such a disastrous news cycle. Like, we need to find us a pretty blonde woman and her van life, whatever that is, and then have her boyfriend go missing.
Boyfriend's an FBI agent. That's what they do. I mean, you remember the FBI agent that was expelled from the FBI because he beat up his wife after she wasn't very cooperative at the swingers party. He looked a lot more criminal than Gabby Petito's boyfriend. So he's probably an FBI informant
or maybe an agent. But yeah. She is too. Yeah. They're both a bunch of FBI informants.
Well, they killed the FBI informant just so they could say they solved it.
I mean, it is ridiculous. I was having lunch with a friend of mine this afternoon, and she's a lawyer. She's a great lawyer. And Mark, you know her. I'll just go that far. Mark Timon. And she was saying to me, and she's not, I think she kind of, and her politics are conservative, but not a lot conservative. And she's not a massively political person. But she was saying to me, she's like, you know, Julie, she says, I just don't believe anything I see in the mainstream media anymore or hear from the government. In fact, she said, I've gone so far as if they tell me one thing, I assume it's the other. And she's a bright woman. And she wasn't kidding. Yeah. She said, what? You know, she says her law partner is accusing her of becoming a conspiracy theorist. And she said, she tells him it's not a conspiracy theory if it's true, you know? And she said, and I thought about that. And I'm like, it's like the QAnon. I was telling her about that. And I said, you know, they throw QAnon whenever they want to try to slam you down and get you to look the other way. They say conspiracy theory. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Yeah, right. And then like the Hunter Biden laptop, like the Trump Russia hoax. I mean, all of these things, like the January 6th insurrection, like the Governor Whitmer kidnapping, all of it, you know, turns out to be true. The conspiracy theory was true. There was a conspiracy, and it was the government, and it was the FBI. And I told her, I'm like, Marina,
it was interesting. FBI Director Wray appeared before the Senate either today or yesterday. And it was great to see the questions from Rand Paul and Johnson from Johnson would kind of go, yeah, sure, right, I bet. You know, it was just kind of, you know, it's like having a crime syndicate boss up there. And, oh, I believe what you tell us. Well, the procedures are set so no one could possibly say, what happened to FISA? Well, I've said that it's unacceptable. There you go.
Well, you know, we shouldn't. Leo is like the theory of relativity has held up pretty good. Actually, I don't think we believe in that anymore, do we?
No, they decided the theory of relativity. Something's wrong with this theory of relativity. That's why we have quantum
mechanics, which no one understands.
Not quantum mechanics. Quantum gravity, which has a whole different view.
See, Leo, so that's quantum, as is purgatory. St. Patrick, really, there apparently was no St. Patrick, or if there was, it was.
Well, they got rid of the snakes.
That's not true either. All this stuff. But again, I find it interesting, though, back to Wayne Allyn Root, what he was talking about, cancel culture. I think people are waking up, and that's the hope. And again, we need to remember you got to point out the stuff that the Democrats are doing and the bad things that are going on, but then take a further look. If you're a Republican swino, wake up. There's a reason the Democrats don't care. There's a reason, you know, I think it's a big mistake they're making now in this whole vaccine for kids, right? I think there are a lot of parents who are like, I'm not giving my five-year-old a vaccine that the five-year-old doesn't need. We talked about this before. The headlines all say vaccine safe. Well, number one, we don't. When you read it, they're like, well, we actually aren't that sure about that. And then they talk about, does it prevent deaths or prevent COVID or prevent
what
hospitalization? Well, and they said for kids, they can't tell because they said there were so few kids who got sick. They don't have a control group. I submit again that one of the reasons they're pushing this vaccine down our throat so hard is they are terrified that something bad is going to come out sooner or later down the road. And they don't want there to be a control group to compare it to.
Right,
in other words, if you've got a bunch of people who haven't been vaccinated, who are not turning into zombies, and you've got a bunch of vaccinated people who are turning into zombies, well, then you can say, you know, what's going on here? But if everyone turns into a zombie because you made them all get the vaccine,
We're all set.
I mean, you can't. I mean, I think that's part of it. And, you know, we'll be talking with Randy Corcoran probably on Monday. We've on the show earlier talked to some people involved with the Denver Police Department, where a lot of the Denver police officers and sheriff's department and firefighters and healthcare workers are saying, we don't want to get the vaccine. You get it if you want, but we don't want to get it. Many of them already had COVID, so they have natural immunity. I believe that a lawsuit either has been or is being filed on behalf of some of those Denver law enforcement and public safety officers.
And some apparently have had a very bad reaction.
Oh, yeah. I heard about one firefighter, and again, haven't verified this, but it comes from a reliable source. A Denver firefighter, perfectly healthy, was going through regular training. They have to do regular testing, right? No history of heart issues. All of a sudden had a racing heart, and this is terrible, but died. I mean, before they could even get the person to the hospital. Randy said on his show, he had a Denver police officer who had COVID last year and a nasty case of it, fully recovered, has natural immunity, but on August 22nd was forced to get the vaccine, can't walk, immediately became sick and ill, no other health issues and can't walk. Are they connected? Who knows? But one could say, well, let's find out. But again, I think that's why they're shoving the vaccine down. That's why they don't care about natural immunity. That's why they want all the little kids vaccinated. They don't want, like I said, when all the vaccinated people turn into zombies and the unvaccinated people are fine, they don't want us to know about that. They want everybody to be zombies because we're all in this together, Chuck, except, of course, for them, right? Because the Congress is exempt from that. I don't know. It's the vaccine on kids, I think, though, is another miscalculation.
Like the vaccine mandate.
Nobody likes it. Particularly businesses, the mandate on businesses, because like you said, if you're an employer, you could be sued, possibly.
And hopefully they should be sued. Why shouldn't they be? You force an employee to take a dangerous drug and you're the lawyer.
Let's say you're the corporate lawyer and I come to you and I'm like, Chuck, I have 103 employees. The OSHA has told me I have to make everyone get the vaccine, but they haven't actually given me any regulations or rules about that. We do have this whole pesky constitutional issue of religious objections and exemptions and things like that, which is what the United employees are suing on, by the way. And if everything goes south, I can't turn around and countersue the government or countersue the pharmacy or the pharmaceutical company. I mean, as a lawyer, what would you say to do?
Oh, God.
You say, I need to bill you more hours to get to the bottom of this.
You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Right. And this from Dr. Donna, she's heard that pregnant women taking the shot and the miscarriages are up, as well as bleeding problems during and after delivery. Dr. Donna, we talked about that before. Another problem they have with that is that all of the women, this was a self-reporting kind of thing that people called in. Almost all of the women who were reporting, who were pregnant, were in the healthcare industry. So it was self-reporting and they didn't. If something wasn't a miscarriage until far later in the pregnancy. So they did, if you had a miscarriage right away, they didn't count that at all. So, I mean,
you can trust them on the statistics and they find out.
When you read the studies, exactly.
Wrote a whole article on what a fraud that was. Is there anything that our public health officials or our government does honestly and competently? I don't believe it. I cannot think of anything they do.
Well, just think about the driver's license place. No offense to them, and they've gotten more organized. But I mean, anyone who sat in line or tried to get anything done through the bureaucracy, I mean, it's a bureaucracy in these. But now you have more and more health officials speaking up. You've got the FDA saying, they're like, okay, we could go along with the booster, with the vaccines, okay, because we were forced to by you and Trump, frankly. But the booster shots, we just can't do that. We just can't say. And again, and Biden is like, no, we're going to make you get it. And you've got people speaking out. And again, I think you got parents riled up about masks in school. You got parents riled up about critical race theory. If they're going to start saying that your kindergartner has to get a vaccine, and then you'll have the people who say, well, Geraldo Rivera, well, that might get me sick. It's like, no, the studies show that too. They don't. They don't have enough of the virus in them to get you sick. You know, not only that, but again, the variant, the vaccine does not prevent the variants, right? I mean, right. It's still there. So at any rate, so it's all a hoax. And I just don't think parents are going to put up with it. But I think, again, Biden is willing to take the disapproval ratings. They've got other fish to fry. And they think, he doesn't know. But
I loved when they interrupted Boris Johnson. He just kind of woke up and they rushed everybody out as if, you know, and Jen said, our Atlantic Alliance can survive this. You know, like, no, it can't. You are an obnoxious, amoral, self-important jerk, and so is all those around Biden. I mean, it's just, they're so hateable.
Well, and here's Dr. Donna is saying, my team, one of which is an attorney and works pro bono, has worked on religious exemptions, as many of those previously submitted and approved are now being denied. And I think, but Dr. Donna, that still raises issues. I think this United Airlines employee lawsuit, that's what they're basing it on. They're saying, we're not complaining about the vaccine mandate, so to speak. We're simply saying that you have a constitutional right for a religious exemption, and they are not allowing you to exercise that right, which is a clever argument, I thought. They're not going to argue about the vaccine. They're just saying, do I have this, which the courts, I think, have pretty much upheld, right? You can have.
Who knows? Well, you're going to get a Joe Biden. I mean, you can't believe the courts anymore. You can believe anybody else.
Well, still, I think it's bad news for the Biden. But like Wayne Allen Root said, we have to be vigilant. There's a reason they don't care. And that is, I believe, because they believe, and hopefully they're wrong, but that they can control the election. That's why the swine Republicans got to wake up and realize that if they don't fight for election integrity, the rest of us then need to fight to change some of the laws back to installing election integrity. Again, like when Ted Tripper was like, you're changing the laws. I'm like, you changed them first and you changed them just less
How
than a year
you
ago.
How dare the laws?
Yeah.
How dare you? This is shocking.
That
was one of Ted's better moments. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Well, you know, they're worried when he's like, Ted, usually actually doesn't have to resort to making stuff up. But yeah, it's like, oh, well, nice try.
All right, Julie, our time is up, and we appreciate Wayne Allen Root. We place everybody who's played the comments and is listening in. So we'll be back on nothing else other than
Party Friday. We'll see you then, everyone.